This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand ended yesterday. Polling in this phase will be held in 43 constituencies on Wednesday. Star campaigners for both NDA and India Bloc made the last-ditch efforts to woo voters in favor of their party candidates. Meanwhile, polling teams have been dispatched to the stations from yesterday. Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said that the polling parties have been sent to 225 polling stations in the sensitive districts of West Singhbhum, Latehar, Lohardaga, Gadwa and Gumla. To support this, Indian Air Force helicopters have been used to transport the polling officials safely. Jharkhand Chief Electoral Officer has suspended Under Secretary Sanjay Kumar Srivastava following the violation of the Model Code of Conduct. Voting for the second phase in the state, which will take place for the 38 seats on the 20th of this month. Campaigning also concluded by far elections to 33 assembly constituencies in 11 states of Kerala's Wayanad parliamentary seat yesterday. By polls will be held on tomorrow for 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 seats in Karnataka and 2 each in Madhya Pradesh and Sikkim. Besides the assembly by polls, they will also take place for 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Meghalaya. In Maharashtra, political parties have revamped its efforts and the rallies and roadshows to secure the voters' support for the assembly polls. Voting for the state of 288 constituencies, which will be held on the 20th of this month. Meanwhile, BJP has urged the Election Commission to take the action against the Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, alleging that he has once again attempted to spread the falsehood regarding the Maharashtra assembly polls. The ruling party also called that the poll panel to act against the Congress MP for the gross violation of the Model Code of Conduct, referring to a section of speech in Mumbai last week. A BJP delegation led by the senior party leader Arjun Ram Meghwal met the chief election officer in this regard and urged to file an FIR against the Congress leader. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday participated in the celebrations of Igas Festival at the residence of the Lok Sabha MP from Uttarakhand, Anil Baluni, in New Delhi. Igas is a traditional festival of lights of Uttarakhand. In a social media post, Mr. Modi extended the congratulations to his fellow countrymen and the people of Uttarakhand on this occasion. He expressed the hope in the that the festival would bring happiness, prosperity and well-being to everyone's life. The Prime Minister said that the government is committed to advancing the development along the heritage. He emphasized that the Igas Festival, which was almost extinct, is once again becoming the focal point of the faith for people of Uttarakhand. He praised the people of Uttarakhand for their efforts to keep the tradition of Igas alive. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday hosted a dinner at New Delhi to welcome the newly sworn in Chief Justice of India, Justice Sanjeev Khanna. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, former CJI, Dr. Justice J. Y. Chandrachud and other dignitaries, including the judges of the Supreme Court and the Chief Justices of the High Courts, also attended the dinner. A high-level committee under the chairmanship of the Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved the projects worth around 726 crore rupees for Chhattisgarh, Odisha and West Bengal. These projects have been approved for the expansion and modernization of fire services in the states. The Home Ministry in a statement said that the committee has approved 148 crore rupees in Chhattisgarh, 201 crore rupees for Odisha and nearly 377 crore rupees for West Bengal. Union Minister of Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman said in a meeting of Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, the delegation in New Delhi yesterday. The delegation consisted of 11 officials of AIIB's Board Direction of Directors visiting India for the board group visit. Appreciating the AIIB for the remarkable growth for over the past 9 years, the defense minister underlined India's strong macroeconomic fundamentals and it's demonstrated the leadership in creating the harnessing of the power of digital public infrastructure. In Women Hockey Championship Trophy, defending champion India began the campaign defeating Malaysia 4-0 in the opening match at Rajgir in Bihar. And that is the end of this news bulletin.